these are standard shifting instructions with something which I guess I wasn't familiar with, which is probably standard, which is three greater than signs, meaning a right shift with a zero fill, with two greater than signs, meaning a right shift, but just propagating the sign bit. And two less than signs is, as usual, a bitwise left shift. We have logical operations which are bitwise, which are the AND sign, the OR sign, and the caret, which are AND, OR, and XOR, expressed in bit, thinking the arguments as a bunch of bits. So you will not actually usually use those. You usually would use logical operations on Booleans, true and false, when they're called AND, OR. Those are the two standard ones. I don't think I've ever used in JavaScript the bitwise logical operations, but obviously there's some examples you might use them. So here the Boolean operations are in the middle. That's AND, two AND signs, two vertical bars for OR, and the exclamation mark for NOT. Those are standard notation. And they must only operate on Boolean variables which are true or false. So in order to set Boolean variables, you often do comparisons. And in order to compare things, you use the comparison operators. And in some languages, those comparison operators are sensitive to type. In JavaScript, they're not. So equal equal is, so if you say A equal equal B, that will return true if and only if A and B are equal. So if you were doing that, say, in Perl, you would have to use equal equal if the numbers were numeric, and you'd have to use EQ if the numbers were string. But in JavaScript, there is no typing, so you use the same comparison operations, whatever the type. So comparisons are very straightforward, as long as you know what you're doing. We've already actually illustrated in that adding of strings together, the plus operator, which is a very important operator. It's the same meaning as in Java, it just joins things together. And unfortunately, Perl uses the dot operator to join things together. And I must admit, I write dot quite often in my JavaScript. And then JavaScript gets you an error message. So that's reasonably straightforward. Let's see if the examples are...